From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Haiti, armed opponents of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide have taken over several cities in bloody confrontations with police. Residents have used tree limbs, burning tires, and cars to block entry into several towns. Long-running tensions boiled into a crisis last week when an armed group took over Haiti's fourth-largest city, Gonaïves. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Haiti, and he traveled earlier today to the outskirts of St. Mark, which was taken over by insurgents this weekend. Jerry, what's the situation like there right now?
That's right. We've just returned from St. Mark. St. Mark is one of nine towns in Haiti that have fallen into the hands of the armed opposition, according to Haitian radio. The situation there was quite intense. There are several roadblocks blocking the entrance. No cars can actually get into the town. We went into the center of the town on mopeds and essentially found a standoff. The police are actually in there, and police helicopters were flying in more reinforcements as the armed gangs that are controlling the town were preparing for some kind of battle with them later in the day.
Who are these armed gangs, these armed insurgents?
They're a mix. There are some former soldiers. The Haitian military was disbanded by Aristide in early 1995. There are some former paramilitary members who ruled and moved about Haiti freely during the period when Aristide was in exile from 91 to 94. And there are also, we see more and more normal Haitians who've grown disillusioned with President Aristide, chiefly because the economic situation in their lives hasn't changed at all. They're still living in quite deep poverty.
Well, beyond the armed insurgents that are in that standoff with police, is there a much larger and perhaps more silent or less visible opposition?
It's much larger. In Port-au-Prince, in the capital, there is a disparate coalition of Aristide opponents. There are former supporters, intellectuals, Haiti's small elite, business owners, student groups. They've all come together to demand that Aristide step down. Now, the danger for them is that these armed groups and more violent groups are using their name, and while so far they haven't outright condemned the violence that these armed gangs are carrying out, they also haven't been overly vocal in condemning them. And the risk that they run is being either linked too closely to them, or if in fact one day Aristide is not in power, then having a philosophical and political problem with this other group farther to the north in the country.
And what of President Aristide? What kind of support does he still have?
It appears, you know, to be still quite strong in the capital. On February 7th, the third anniversary of his inauguration, there were tens of thousands of people who came out into the streets of Port-au-Prince to listen to his speech. He still seems to be able to muster large crowds, at least here in the capital. Farther out in the countryside, it becomes more difficult to say. I do hear from people out there and traveling around that they're, again, dissatisfied. But among Haiti's poorest, you still hear again and again that President Aristide was elected democratically, and he's our candidate. We voted for him. He was the candidate of the poor, and so he still does enjoy a wide base of support, at least in the capital.
Jerry, just quickly, what's the status of the international effort to mediate the situation?
Caribbean leaders are trying to broker negotiations, but the opposition doesn't want negotiations. They say we'll negotiate which door Aristide walks out from the palace, the back door or the front door. Aristide says he'll hold elections, but that's the impasse, and Caribbean leaders so far haven't been able to bring either side closer.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.